All this week, our Across Women's Lives team has been investigating what prison life is like for women. Today, we're going to look at what it's like for incarcerated mothers. Throughout the world, it's becoming more common to find children living with their mothers in prison. Today, we're looking at one example. In Mexico, some incarcerated moms can keep their children with them until they're 6 years old. Estimates put the number of Mexican children being raised in prisons at nearly 2,000. But are the kids better off living with their moms behind bars? The World's Jasmine Garz shares the story of two families in Mexico City affected by this policy.
The thing that worries Nancy Polanco Najera is that her four-year-old son, Alexis, has started to figure it out.
He'll be watching TV, the news, and they'll talk about someone who's being sent to Santa Marta prison, and he'll say, "We live there." And he'll ask, "Why do we live here?"
He's beginning to realize that they are locked up, that they live in Santa Marta Acatitla, a maximum security prison in the outskirts of Mexico City.
I got here when I was 19. Well, I practically lived my whole youth here, my whole life in prison, you know?
There's something disarming about Polanco, her soft lisp, her pink bubblegum lipstick, her childlike bangs. It's like time stood still when she was brought here as a teen. She was sentenced to 40 years with her sister and mother. They're all accused of running a kidnapping operation. She claims she was innocent and that when she was brought here...
Inside, I was destroyed. What I most wanted was to die.
When she hit her 30s, she says she started feeling really lonely. It hit her. She was never going to have children. And then she realized something else. Maybe she didn't have to be so alone.
This isn't a prison. This is like a city.
Santa Marta prison is divided between male and female inmates. Conjugal visits among them are allowed. Polanco asked a friend to introduce her to a guy. And that's how she met her boyfriend. And that's how... they made a sweet, soft, sleepy-eyed little guy, Alexis. Polanco says the pregnancy was a surprise. She was on birth control. And she realizes it might come off as selfish, bringing a little boy into this.
It sounds... This is going to sound very cruel, but to be able to breastfeed your child, to be able to see life, to be able to see life grow, it gives you a different set of values.
The idea of allowing children to stay with their mothers is that kids like Alexis are better off here, with his mom, his dad, his aunts, and grandma. He gets psychological support, food, and school. The number of children living inside Santa Marta Acatitla prison fluctuates. At times it's been over 100. Right now it's around 60. It's enough that the prison has its own elementary school. In this classroom, about a dozen boys and girls are learning the Spanish language letter Che. The lesson is interrupted when a sulking little boy sticks his tongue out at a girl. An insult so terrible, it brings the entire alphabet to a halt. You know that nostalgic comfort you feel when you walk into a cozy classroom? With its tiny tables and colorful posters, this could be anywhere in the world. Except at the end of the day, these kids and their mothers will go back to their cells. And at the end of kindergarten, these kids will go back out into a world they barely know. After class, I head to the empty playground. Nancy Polanco is playing hide and seek with her son, Alexis. It's his turn to hide.
I don't know where Alexis is. I don't know. I can't see him. Who knows where Alexis is? Because he's so small, I can't see him.
In 2 years, Alexis will be permanently gone. And the problem is, everyone in the Polanco family is in prison. There's just no one left on the outside to take him. She says she talks to him about this sometimes.
I get this knot in my throat.
She says she reminds him that this is not forever, even though to her, it's starting to feel that way. What happens to boys and girls like Alexis when they leave prison? Experts I speak to say even though Mexico is incarcerating more and more women, efforts to take care of their children are haphazard at best. They often end up in orphanages with religious organizations or, if they're lucky, adopted by a family member. A few days after I visit the prison, I come to a neighborhood in downtown Mexico City to meet 8-year-old Isabel. As it turns out, she's pretty busy singing along to YouTube videos. By the way, Isabel is her middle name. Her mother was involved in a very high-profile drug case in Mexico, so the family asked me to protect her anonymity.
No lo ves cuando no.
You see things differently when they don't affect you personally.
Isabel's adoptive father, Jesus Buendia, used to be a social worker in the prison system. And at some point, someone told him about a distant relative who had been sentenced to a notoriously rough facility and had given birth there. He decided to visit, which is when he met Isabel.
Sí, yo la cargué porque se me hacía muy tierna, pero también al mismo tiempo...
Yeah, I lifted her up, and I just thought she was so sweet. And at the same time, I had a lot of questions, like, why is this kid in here? She got roll called like all the other inmates. She'd get up like all the inmates. They allowed her to go for walks like all the inmates. And that gave me this tenderness, and I just thought it was so strange.
He kept on coming to see them. Isabel's mother was starting to worry about her growing up in prison. So one day, her mother told him, look, she's almost 4. She's going to have to leave soon. And she was facing the same exact problem as Alexis's family. Her immediate relatives, her mother, her sister, they were all in prison too. There was no one to take this toddler. Buendia thought about it, and he decided to legally adopt Isabel. He remembers the day he went to get her.
Y su mamá se empezó a doler un poco, empezó a caer, y hablé con ella unas palabras. Dije, mira.
And her mother was so sad her face fell. And I said to her, listen, the way you feel right now, that's how I'm going to feel when you come back for her. So I'm asking you to be strong. If you're strong, I'll be strong. She took a deep breath. The prison authorities allowed her to accompany us as far as she could. And that's how this story begins.
In the first days after Isabel came home, once the euphoria wore out, reality sunk in. This was going to be hard. Isabel wasn't like other 4-year-olds.
No conocía un árbol. No conocía niños. Era la única niña.
She had never been close to a tree. She had never been close to other kids. She was the only kid at the prison. She didn't know how to drink from the bottle or with a straw.
Things got worse before they got better. Isabel has long-standing health issues, and a few years ago she suffered a stroke, which left her with trouble walking. Also, Buendia tells me there's been behavioral issues, which he chalks up to those first years in prison. She has an obsession with structure and gets really upset when routines are broken. They've been working with specialists for years. It's been an uphill battle. And in between, normal life happens. And he says it's amazing.
Pero lo que pide, ay, luego es muy raro. Yo me pido unos patines.
And she asked me for these roller skates, and they were so hard to find. And then I was like, why did I get her these skates? She's going to kill herself. She won't let the skates go, though.
Isabel's mother has about 15 years left on her sentence. By the time she gets out, Isabel will be a young woman. They still talk on the phone, but as time passes...
Ella ya luego no quiere hablar, y nosotros...
She doesn't want to talk to her mom anymore.
Buendia says he makes her call. He tells her, she's coming back someday, you know, and you'll be together again. He reminds her that nothing is forever, even though he wishes it was. For The World, I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
You can listen to all of our stories from the series at PRI.org. And over on our Across Women's Lives Facebook page, you can continue the conversation. Just head over to Facebook and search for Across Women's Lives.